You understand?
Once you told that you ask your teacher about meditation, he answered.
May I just feel alive?
once you told that you ask your teacher about meditation, he answers that what is the kind of meditation if you never saw Krishna? That is like fruitless meditation.
How can you remember what you never saw?
How you can remember Krishna if you never saw him?
What
does it mean for us? Is it means that our meditation fruitless or?
I got it. There's different levels of approach to enter the eternal service and eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It's told by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad that ultimately when the mind is pure, the devotee's mind is pure, his heart is pure, and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they descend into the heart. Automatically they appear there. Then that will be called experience. And when you experience those pastimes, you smell Radharani's fragrance and you see Radharani's form and you hear Radharani's ankle bells and waist bells and you touch Radharani's feet and you taste Radharani's tambul and her prasadi remnants, then that's your experience, direct experience in your bhajan. The pastimes will come to you. This is the byproduct of chanting Nam. Nam first reveals the form of Krishna, then the qualities of Krishna. You perceive them, you experience them, you feel them, you have an anubhava of them, and then the leelas, they descend. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. Golokera Premadana comes down. So the leelas come down into the heart. That's the perfected stage in bhava and prema. And then when you lose that darshan or that spurti, then you lament because you did taste. You can remember, oh, I saw Radharani. So then that's real smaran. Then you do smaran. Because the pastimes come down and enter the mind, and then you meditate and do seva, and then you can remember that because you tasted it, you touched it, you saw it. You had anubhav. Anubhav means you experienced Radharani. And you can do smaran. Smaran means remember. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam. Third limb of bhakti. So, in lieu of that stage of purity of mind, how to approach it? So for the beginning sadhaka, there of course, everywhere is told, all the acharyas, the modern acharyas, of either Rag Bhakti or Vaidhi Bhakti, they're all telling the same thing. You have to chant as much holy name as possible so the mind will become pure. But for those that are on the path of Raghunuga Bhakti with a specific greed to serve Radha and Krishna in their Brajalilas and Madhurya Bhav, that is their greed, that is their hankering, that is their cherished ideal, then they may receive a siddhadeya for that, or they may not, and then they will meditate on a leela. So what will that mean for them in the beginning? So what it means is they will read and think. Not smaran, no. Smaran means you can't. Smaran is remembering what you've experienced. So they will do smaran in a sense of they'll read the pastimes. And they'll think, oh, Radha and Krishna are doing this pastime at this time and that pastime at that time. And I can't see those pastimes and I can't really, they're not appearing to me because my mind is not pure. I'm simply reading about them and I'm thinking about them. And I try to think about them throughout the day. Oh, it's 11 o'clock now, Radharani's getting ready to go to Suryakund. We can think, and that Radha and Krishna are having pastimes, and the gopis are there. We read Bhavanamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita, read Govinda Leelamrita. And how much we can think about that, because the mind is, we can think as much as we can for a few minutes, or maybe a little bit of time. Can read for a half hour, and then think, and then chant japa, and read and chant, or just read without japa, then chant japa and try to think or remember what we've read. But it's a very external experience of the Leela, because our mind is not pure. But it's going in the right direction. It's an attempt. It's a practice. It's a sadhana. You have to crawl before you walk, and you have to walk before you talk, and you have to walk your talk. So the same thing with smaran. We start with slowly crawling. Naturally, when you read about the sweet Madhurya Leelas, it's told in Nectar Devotion, if you have rag in the heart from last life or this life, you become attracted. You think it's sweet. You think it's nice. You have some taste for it. You like it. So then you read as much as you can about it. So reading, chanting lots of japa to purify the mind, reading, thinking about it. I would like to do sevas there. All these nice sevas are there. But actually, meditating on one's siddhadeya, then entering the Leela to serve Radharani and siddhadeya, and now my service is to massage Radharani's feet, and I meditate, I'm seeing Radharani's feet, or not. That's called imagination. That's called kalpana. That state will come. And just now we just read about the Leelas and we try to think of them. And I have this seva, whatever my seva, maybe my guru gave, or maybe I have a favorite seva I like, or I'm doing so many different sevas. I can do all these different sevas that I've read about. I can also do these same sevas. But actually doing them and smaran, meditating, this is called simple smaran. And then there's dhyan and dhruvana smriti. And then samadhi is just, you're in the Leela. You're in the Leela then. Dhruvana Smriti, you're in the Leela. Dhruvana Smriti and Samadhi are like Bhava. Or you can say Asakti and Bhava. And simple Smaran is the beginning, just reading. It's more like reading. Smaran is, that's why there's reading, it's Shravana, it's hearing. Hearing the Leelas, hearing and reading the Leelas, and thinking about them, and how beautiful they are, and how sweet they are. I wish I had these bhavas. I don't. I wish I was rendering services in my siddhadeya. I haven't realized or seen my siddhadeya. I haven't seen these Leelas. But I read about them. They're nice. Leela's brushing the hair, and I'm reading. And that's making sanskaras, making impressions, and it's good, and it's part of the practice. You want to do that. You want to read. And then keep chanting. Because otherwise it's just kind of pretending that okay, I'm there. If you see all the instructions given by different acharyas, they don't give very specific instructions about projecting oneself into the Leela. The Leelas will come to you and automatically you'll be accepted there. Do your seva. I think Narottam Das Thakur is telling in Prarthana, whatever you do in your sadhana, that becomes your siddhi. That becomes your perfection. Whatever you do in your sadhana, that's what your sadhana becomes your perfection. So if you're never doing smaran and never thinking of Radha and Krishna, never serving them, you'll never attain Radha and Krishna. Never serve them. So we're reading about their Leelas and thinking about, I want to do some service there. And then gradually chanting more and more, and the brain becomes pure, then Leelas will appear in the brain, in the mind, in the heart. Not in the brain per se, but in the mind, you could say in the heart. And you'll see your sarupa, and you'll see Radha and Krishna. But until then, we read some words on a page, or we listen to some tape, and we close our eyes, we think. We're not seeing. We're not doing manasi, seeing in our mind and serving.
Manas, that thinking is also a function.